And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, devotional diamond of the day, down, but not for the count. Down, but not for the count. Plus, more weakness, please. Who's ever asked for that before? I'd like more weakness. More weakness over here. I'll take a double portion. The next section, inseparable. I like that. And then closing it out with always a W in JC.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. So much more. In fact, so much more. You don't have to agree with everything that I say on this show. That's one of the reasons I like some of the people listening to the show. They listen, they think, they make their own decisions. You don't have to agree with everything. Just consider it. That's true life insanity, to just hear everything you're going to hear and think, that's right, that's right, that's right. Got to think on your own. Hey, folks, this is what we're asking of you. If you want to call us, you can. 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, we have any topic that's open for conversation, but I don't want you to be fooled because it's not professional radio, which means that I can be on it, and so can you. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. And then come back, but stand by.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Are you going to any outdoor concerts this summer? Maybe watch some fireworks? Baseball or soccer games? There's something about being outside among a large group of people. Jesus spent a lot of time outside with crowds of people. In the book of Mark, it says,
crowds gathered around him again, and according to his custom, he once again began to teach them.
Can you imagine being in one of those crowds, listening to Jesus teach, or being amazed when he healed the sick or fed everyone with just a few pieces of fish and bread? We were born about 2,000 years too late for that, but you can still learn from the very words of Jesus. When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you'll be reminded of God's love for you. And your spirit will be fed, maybe even healed, by what Jesus has to say to you. Learn more about reading your Bible at findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I don't know what happened with most of you this morning, but in my commute in the morning, now we're not in the morning, but I'm just talking about the commute. It was a very wet commute. I don't know if that was rain or that's the June gloom kind of thing that was going on that they talk about. But it was wet as can be, and so it took me a little extra time to get into work, even though I got up at 4:55 and tried to get in real early. It was like, wowzer, bowser, but it did give me extra time of prayer. And sometimes, you know, I know that that's not why that all happened, but it's good for the spirit. It's good for us as Christians to take some extra time, because I think sometimes in my devotions I get clock-oriented. And you just like, well, I'm going to spend, you know, like 10 minutes in prayer, 5 minutes of prayer. And about 8 minutes in or 9 minutes in, you start looking at the clock. That's probably not the way we should be doing prayer. I think when Jesus prayed for an hour, I don't think he was looking at his sundial wristwatch thinking, oh, yeah, that's an hour. I don't think that's how that went. I think it's a little more free than that, but it did help me understand that sometimes you got to go a little deeper. A little more, you know, connected into it and just enjoy the time in the Lord. It doesn't need a clock for it to be effective or for it to be great. We should know that. That's kind of growing in the Lord. Again, I want to mention that I had some people respond in regards to the interview, which is important. And we had a couple of different directions on that. But I will say one particular person, I'm not going to say their name, but they said, you know, I listen to you. I don't agree with everything. I love that. I mean, I don't agree with everything I said 4 years ago. So, I mean, I just love it. Keep doing that. Exactly. Make sure that whatever you do as people who listen, that you test everything and make sure between you and the Lord, it's right. There's nothing more important than that process, because you will stand before the Lord. You won't stand before another group. It'll be before the Lord. All right, couple things to run in your direction. Don't forget Whitefields Ministries and my good friend Steve Wheeler, who's going to be on the show on Friday. Friday, Steve will be coming in the second hour. He's also going to be subbing for me one day in July, as we're going to get a little extra family time in, as I am a grandfather. I want to spend some time with my grandchildren, if that's okay. I do encourage you to go to whitefields.org to check out the website. It is a fact that through the show, which is super, super, super cool, we were able to put that one roof on in that one particular village plus the well. And then now we're able to put another roof on through the show plus another well is going to be coming Steve's direction. I'm really excited about that. He doesn't know about it, but don't tell him. Whitefields.org is their website, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. The other couple of things I want to mention, Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress. You know what? I got to tell you, Tugboat Ted, I was going over my list. I have a list, and the list was upcoming interviews. I'm going to see if I can pull it up real fast, because once I was looking at this interview list, you're not going to believe who's on this interview list. It's like pending interviews. Ready? Are you ready for this? I want to make sure you're ready. Ready? Bishop T.D. Jakes, Rick Warren, Dr. Robert Jeffress, Jim Garlow, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, David Limbaugh, and Jim Daly. That's kind of like, wow, that's a lot of people we got coming in our direction. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking about that as things move on. I'm pretty excited about that. Don't forget, though, Robert Jeffress right here, Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. Very cool. And then also our half-price tuitions. We encourage you to check that out. We are in the middle of negotiations for different couples who are looking to put their children in a private Christian education. If we're able to do it, great. If we can't, we can't. We will do our best. If you are interested, go to kprz.com. Look at the half-price tuition tab. If your school that you want to, you know, connect to is not there, send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Let's go into our very first DDD. It's called Down, But Not for the Count. All right. I don't know if you've ever gone through that, but get not down, I get up again. I took a horse riding lessons. You know, you take those lessons in Flagstaff, Arizona. And here's the one thing I did learn about horse riding. If you fall down and you don't get up again and wipe yourself off, it is only a matter of seconds before you realize how silly that is. You catching my drift? Okay. Psalm 31, verse 7, I will rejoice and be glad in your faithful love because you have seen my affliction. You have known the troubles of my life. There is a fairy tale in certain Christian elements that say you won't have troubles as a Christian. Just not non-existent. Doesn't exist anywhere in Scripture. There is not, on the other hand, the same ridiculous theology that should teach everything you ever do in Scripture will be, in doing the kingdom of God, will be God like striking a nail through your head. That's not true either. Jesus said, I am come to give life and life more abundant. Abundant life is not abundant happy life. Abundant life is just abundant life, the fullness of life itself. And we get to rejoice and be glad in God's faithful love, because even though we go through things where he sees our afflictions and he knows our troubles, he's with us, and that's part of it. But here's the leading connection to the down but not for the count. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16 says, for a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity. Somewhere in the process of being Christians, I do think there's a mindset that we will never fall or never have a falling. And I'm not talking about backsliding where you abandon the faith, but I am talking about a falling where you're making progress in an area of faith, and then after maybe a certain event, your faith is not at the par that it was when you started, and you're thinking, gosh, I'm going backwards, or I'm not making the progress I kind of want to make, or instead of imputing to somebody motives or thought processes that don't exist because I don't know what's going on, you know, I just need to have confidence that the Lord's got everything covered, and then you might find yourself falling back into that where you start thinking people are thinking or saying or doing things that they're not even doing, that, and then you kind of fall backwards in that. That does not mean you have failed and all is over and it's, you know, just start playing the harp and play the bugle, it's all over. Seven times a righteous man falls, and seven times he rises again. But he does fall those seven times, doesn't he? But he does get back up. So what's the difference that we need to be aware of? And that is, you can get knocked down, but you got to get up again. You can get down, but not for the count. You know, in a boxing match, when people, they box, and I'm a boxing fan. I know it's probably not the best sport for radio Christian host to be in, but you know, I enjoy it. I watched it for years, I should say, prior to, you know, getting into certain ministry. Just been something that's in my family. And you know, the one thing you can be sure about boxing, when a guy gets knocked down, the fight is not over. It is not over. And if you want, let's just use a good old guy, George Foreman. I mean, when he was fighting Michael Moorer, and Michael Moorer was like trashing him and just beating on him, and you know, it's just, he just kept fighting right into the later rounds. I think it was to the 10th round where George Foreman threw the one punch that stunned Michael Moore, and he won the championship. The point is, it's not over just because you get knocked down or you get knocked around. Because you have a tough time doesn't mean you're in complete failure mode. Do you understand that difference? The difference is, you can have setbacks. They do happen. You can have struggles. That's a part of that journey. That's a part of overcoming. You'll never learn to overcome unless you have something to come over. I mean, just think of that. You've got to overcome. Well, in order to overcome, you have to have something to come over. And in that mindset, we need to think, you know, if I get set back, or if I get pushed out, I'm not quitting. The quit is not there. That's not available. If I get knocked down, I get up again. And if you have a setback, you go forward again. You don't just stand in or lay on the ground. I'm telling you, when I took these horse riding lessons, I fell off. It was early. And I quickly learned that the smartest thing you could do is get up and dust yourself off really, really fast, because if not, it was going to be a longer afternoon of you smelling you than you wanted to smell you. Do you understand me? I cannot say that any clearer. Thank you very much. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Words matter. Your words really matter. And the words written and spoken to advance God's kingdom matter most of all. This is Jim Garlow. Our great temptation as Christians is to think our words, whether spoken or written, don't amount to much. You couldn't be more wrong. Psalm 102 verse 18 in the Message says, "Write this down for the next generation so people not yet born will praise God." In the 4th century, a single word mattered enough that it caused the Bishop of Alexandria to be deposed and exiled. A word so important that it caused the Emperor Constantine to convene a council of the church to consider its meaning. That word was incarnation, that the person of Jesus Christ was both completely God and man. And the document produced by that council, the Nicene Creed, is now read each week in many churches all over the world. Words matter. Your words matter. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where if I didn't have a radio show, I wouldn't be at the station. All right, let's cover a few things. The people that are supporting this show, our very good friend Sam Rasool. I just like Sam. Sam's the tenacity with Sam and his willingness to step in. I do want to say this, and I've told this story before, but it is pretty fascinating. So Sam and I, We developed a relationship about 3 years ago, and Sam was like, look, I want to be able to advertise on the show and sponsor the show, but I have to be a good steward, which is like, I totally get that. And so we were talking, and, you know, we started to draw closer, kind of like in a friendship capacity, and then Sam had, you know, like maybe a spin of time where he didn't get any business at all. And so him and I talked. He said, well, I'm going to give it till Saturday night. And then if that does, this is 3 years ago. And then if that doesn't work, you know, then maybe we should pull the plug. And, you know, I appreciate doing business with you, so on and so forth. And so I said, yeah, no, we should do, I think you should do what you're comfortable with. That's the way it should be. That's how business should be. We should be supporting one another. If it's not working out, it's not working out. You just, you know, hey. It's not, that's not the direction to go. Saturday, before Saturday night, he got a listing from the show.
See?
And since then, for 3 years, it's been fantastic. Now,
part of me thinks, you know, there's a lot of people there that can go, well, that's coincidence. Well, I have met Jesus, but I have not yet met coincidence. I've had those coincidental experiences, but in that case, I'm going to give that one to the Lord because the glory and the honor should definitely go to the Lord. If you are thinking real estate, think Sam. ThinkSam.com is his website, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. If it doesn't matter whether you're selling or buying, doesn't matter what stage you're in, doesn't matter if you're early, late, doesn't matter. His only point is make sure you know what the reason is that you're buying or selling and make sure it lines up. And he'll tell you. And if you shouldn't get a house, he'll say, don't buy one yet. And if you shouldn't sell it, he'll tell you. And if you're giving him the reason why you're selling it, he might say, don't sell it yet. But you'd rather have somebody like that dealing with you in the things that you're doing, especially in regards to your home. ThinkSam.com. And if it's not for you, then Tugboat Todd and I say with glee,
send him to Sam.
There we go. Yeah, that was good with glee. I don't know how we do it with glee, but somehow it's with glee. Does glee mean you have to smile when you do it?
I think so. I don't think you can glee without smiling.
Is glee, though, then does it make it like a club? Like a glee club. Okay, never mind. I thought it was funny. Never mind. Here we go. Talking about down but not out. But not out for the count. Down but not out for the count. Recognizing Proverbs 24:16. Righteous man falls seven times and rises again. And I want to talk about this little portion here because this is a portion that is, I'm saying this tongue in cheek, but it is more weakness, please.
Bring out your dead.
Here's one.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What? Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
That's my favorite line right there. I'm getting better. All right, folks. What did that have to do with this? Not much. I haven't heard that clip in a long time. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10, especially because of the ordinary revelations. Therefore, this is Paul talking, so that I would not exalt myself. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me, so I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord three times to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may reside in me. So because of Christ, I am pleased in weakness, in insults, in catastrophes, in persecutions, and in pressures. For when I am weak, then I am strong. We can argue about what the thorn of the flesh is or was later. There are many people that will say it was Paul's disease with his eye, as referenced in Galatians. There are other people that say it is what it says it is, a messenger of Satan. And it's not a matter of fellowship to me. Whatever it was, his eye, a messenger of Satan, something else that was just out of this world, it was pretty irritating to Paul. It was discomforting. And what he says is plainly as you can, as he tells the Lord, I'd really like this to go. I'd like to be done with this. And he says, I pleaded with the Lord three times to take it away. I think he was, you know, maybe it was building up. Maybe it was becoming more and more irritating for him, whatever the case may be. And here was God's response. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in weakness. In other words, God's telling you and I through this text, God's grace is not short for you. It's not insufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for you. And what you lack in is okay because in your lacking, that's where the Lord steps in. Now, when Paul says, I gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, he's not talking about he's super happy he's sinning. What he's saying is when he can't do something because he's too weak, that's a good thing because then God has to become a part of it. He's not rejoicing in sin. He's rejoicing in the redemption that takes place because he's too weak to affect change by himself.
And so he's happy that place where the Lord works in his life. He's like, hey, I'm pleased in this weakness. I'm pleased. And people will say, well, that just has to do with spiritual growth and sanctification. Yes, except it says, I am pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in catastrophes, in persecutions, and in pressure. I'm not sure that pressure and sanctification are in that same box. He says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. What he's saying is, when I can't do it, then there's more strength because the Lord has to do it in me, to me, and through me, and that's better than me doing it. And maybe it has to do with that some of that sanctification process. I do think that's true in a certain sense, and maybe it has to do with standing up under persecutions and standing up under people opposing him. But I think it has to do with the pressures of life itself. Paul's clear in his writings. He felt pressure for the church to be okay. He felt a sense of responsibility for everybody to be doing okay. Well, that's part of that pressure. And what he's recognizing is, hey, I cannot cut this mustard by myself. I can't do this. It's like, and the Lord said, that's right, you can't. We've talked about this before. It's a very simple process. Yes, God will give you more than you can't handle, so you are completely dependent on him to handle it. No, he won't let you be tempted beyond what you are able. Those two are not the same thing. And so you go through this stuff, and you're like, oh, I'm feeling weak. I was like, okay, but that only means that that's the time. Right? I just told my wife just 30 minutes ago, I'm getting tired. I'm getting weary. It's like, that's the time. So who knew I was going to send that text and then read and teach this? Guess what? I got to dig deep into letting me step aside and God work through me. Is that always easy? I don't know. Is driving down the 5 freeway easy? I don't know. No, it's not always easy. It's something you got to do. Something we got to do. How do you go around doing this? How do you sustain? How do you stand firm in that and not just want to, you know, quit? We'll talk about that when we get back. It's a pretty important point. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about Tap Insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Tap is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call Ecola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
The Bible is the only book whose author is always present when it's read.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. Dr. Charles W. Eliot, longtime president of Harvard University, believed that ordinary people who read consistently from the world's great literature, for even a few minutes a day, could gain a valuable education. In 1910, he compiled selections from books of history, science, philosophy, and fine art into 50 volumes called the Harvard Classics. Each set of books included Dr. Eliot's reading guide titled 15 Minutes a Day, containing recommended selections of 8 to 10 pages for each day of the year. What if we spent 15 minutes a day reading God's Word? We could say with the psalmist, "Turn my heart towards your statutes and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word." 15 minutes a day adds up to 91 hours a year. But for whatever amount of time we decide to read the Bible each day, consistency is the secret, and the key ingredient is not perfection, but persistence. If we miss a day or a week, we can start reading again. As the Holy Spirit teaches us, God's Word moves from our minds to our hearts, then to our hands and our feet, taking us beyond education to transformation. Verse 33 says, "Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end." Spend time in God's Word every day of the week with the Our Daily Bread mobile app and ebook. Go to getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Should let you know, if you want to reach this show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget about church disappointment, his appointment. If you're a person that's gone through a tough time, whether it's church or anything else, we actually wrote the book about a bad church experience. I mean, a drastically bad, a Jim Jones-like church experience. But then we retooled it so that it could be used for anything that was that type of level of significance in a person's life. So that's why it's not to change the title, because it really was the genesis. Is that what they say? They call it the genesis when it talks about the beginning of the idea. That was really the beginning of the idea. And then, but it did morph into something different, became something a little bit bigger, I think. Anyway, you can always go to hisappointment.com or church disappointment, his appointment. I mean, there's like five URLs. You can go to Amazon and type in his appointment or church disappointment, or you can just type in David Spoon. Isn't that the easiest? It's just like, okay, I'm at Amazon. Jesus appointment, Spoon David. Okay, got it. I mean, that's easier. I did find out for our podcasts, though, by the way, that they are not off the front page. They have been relocated. So our podcasts are under where it says the talent, the live talent help. I think it's the second link at the top of the page on KPRZ. If you click on the second one where it talks about, you know, who the hosts are and that different page, it's at the bottom of that grouping. So I did find out that is correct. What's the top of that called? Was it local hosts or something? Or
it says on air.
Oh, on air. Okay, so it's at the bottom of the on air link. Just keep that in mind. Let's get into our next segment. This, by the way, before we get into this segment, this is brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. And we always do that, and then Tugboat Todd lets out the bugs. Okay. Then we kill the bugs. You'd think, you guys have done that like 30 times. Does that get old?
Not really. Seems kind of fun all the time that we do it.
Makes me laugh every time.
I know. It's funny as funny. By the way, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. I'm going to do a split on this. First, this is what bugs me. I know I'm getting older when I remembered my son's birthday today and his birthday's tomorrow. See, that's close. Now, I am thankful for technology, because he's a gift card guy and loves gift cards. That works out really good. For my daughter, her birthday's in July, bad idea. So I have to kind of like, you know, have to like toe that line. But that's not the big thing. I was just talking to Tugboat Todd real briefly about my grand dog. Well, it's a grand dog, right? So if my son has a dog and I'm watching his dog, wouldn't that be my grand dog? I would think that would be how that would be. But anyway, his name is Dookie, and there's a lot to be said about Dookie. Most of it is illegal to say. And then, but I feel I'm still a softy. As mean as I am, I'm like this softy. So they normally have him sleep in a cage, especially because of the baby, and they're trying to make sure that there's no problems there. But I can't, like, look at a dog sleeping in my bedroom in a cage. I can't do it. So we let him on the bed. You know, he has some, you know, attitude problems, whatever. And I will tell you right now, well, the thing that's bugging me, not that I had a moment or a gesture of having a heart. It was fleeting and short, but it was there. It's more that I didn't sleep very good because of it, because He's 60 pounds. Levi is 70 pounds. And Dookie can't sleep on the bed without Levi sleeping on the bed. So my wife and I were remotely laughing as we were trying to find sleep. And you know we didn't have a real normal night of sleep when the alarm actually does wake me up.
Because remember, I get up before the alarm. It's like,
wow. So that's what's bugging me. And it's a little bit of sympathy, a little bit of love, a little bit of kindness. But it's still bugging me, and I need to get some sleep tonight. So that dog better conk out on the dog bed, or it could be some problems. Let's get into the next phase. We're talking about our personal struggle of just going down but not out for the count. Sometimes we have some setbacks. It does take place for us. The scripture is pretty clear. A righteous man falls seven times and rises again. If you do fall, it's not the end of all the faith. A fall does not mean it's over. It means you get back up and go at it again, and you know when you stop, never. No, I fell 10 times, Dave. Okay, get up. I fell 20 times. Get up. That one thing has nothing to do with it. You keep doing it, and you keep going forward. And Paul, in his writings in 2 Corinthians, talks about how he had to acknowledge in his own disappointment, his own frustration, his own pressures, that the Lord was quite clear that what he needs to understand is that even in weakness, as Paul was operating in weakness, the Lord then in Paul's weakness can manifest more of himself in Paul's life. And Paul learned to have a better appreciation for even though he's going through struggling times, difficult times, pressures, catastrophes, persecutions, insults, that when he's weak, that's when the power of the Lord can be operating through him the most. And I don't think it's inappropriate to say that God does more through you and I when we get out of the way than when we tell God how to do things. I think that's a fair statement in Christianity. So what I want to talk about is, you know, you're down sometimes but not out. There's even in the weakness process, the Lord is with you. What is it that enables us to sustain? What is it that enables us to just carry on in that process? And I want to share that out of Romans 8, 31 through 30-something. Here it says this. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? It is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So when you look at moving forward in your Christian walk and recognize that sometimes you can be down and not out, and you got to get back up and get back up, and then also recognizing that in your own framework of weakness, that's a great time for the Lord to shine. What is it that is sustaining us that will help us to remember to get back up faster and dust the dirt off us faster, to recognize that even in the midst of weaknesses, even in the midst of insults and catastrophes and persecutions and pressures, that there is a strength that runs through us? What is it that enables us and sustains us? And it's this one word. And we're going to skip the music on it because I just want to make sure you get the word. It's inseparable. You are inseparable from the Lord. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of Christ. Before you say, well, are you sure, Dave? Well, I don't know the rest of that verse. You know what it says. I'm convinced neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Look at those two of those words in there. Neither the present nor the future. There is nothing in the present, nothing in the future that's going to separate us from the love of Christ. We are inseparable from the Lord. Do you know how those Old Testament saints maintained without having Holy Scripture? They knew one thing that you and I seem to forget on a regular basis, and that is God was with them. So they would go through whatever they went through, but they maintained and sustained because the Lord was with them. And one thing that comes out of Romans, we will get into Romans 8:28 tomorrow because I'm going to kind of do a talk about Thanksgiving. But one thing that we need to grasp, seize upon, hold on to, is that we are not separated from the Lord even when you blow it, and you have and you will. It is because of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ that there is not a departure of the Holy Spirit out of your system, nor is there walking away by God from you because you blew it. The Lord knows you're going to blow it in the next week, and he's still with you because he loves you and will not separate you. Nothing will separate you from the love of Christ, nothing in the present and nothing in the future. He is inseparable from you. And when you're driving in your car and you're feeling all alone, take a moment and go to the bank, take out a loan and buy a Clue, because right next to you in that seat, in some capacity in that car, is the Lord God Almighty. His universal presence is everywhere, and every once in a while you get to taste his manifested presence. But the Lord is with you, inseparable from you. That's how you keep going, even when you're feeling a wee bit weak. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The Bible is the most read book in the history of civilization. But we have a bunch of facts today about the Bible that you probably don't know. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. The website Christian Funny Pictures lists 12 amazing facts about the Bible. We'll try to get through as many as we can. First, China, where Christianity was outlawed for years, is the world's largest supplier of Bibles. 25 million Bibles were printed in 2011. That's pretty impressive until you consider that same year, 208 million IKEA catalogs were printed. The King James Bible has inspired the lyrics of more pop songs than any other book. Judas sold out Jesus for the equivalent of 4 months' pay. In 2001, the world's Christian encyclopedia counted more than 33,000 different Christian denominations. This one isn't about the Bible, but the connection is obvious. Jesus is mentioned more times in the Quran than Muhammad. The Bible is the most shoplifted book in the world. The word Christian appears just 3 times in the Bible. The longest word in the Old Testament is Maher Shalal Hashbaz. He was the son of Isaiah. The word and appears more than 46,000 times. And the longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119. It has 176 verses and begins, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord." You know, if you see some people running to get in on something and they're all excited, don't you wonder, okay, what am I missing out on? In this case, it's thousands of people joining MediShare. Just one of the reasons. Think about this. MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. Honestly, this may be a game changer for you and your family. Find out more. Call 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Imagine this. You're hiking in a desert area with plenty of supplies, and you come across a person who's been lost for days and is dying of thirst. Your gift of water saves his life. That would be a wonderful feeling, would it not? Well, you and I can have that feeling every day by following the words of Proverbs 25:25. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. A word of good news, a word of encouragement is sometimes all it takes to revive a weary soul, especially if it's the good news about how God loves him or her. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's good news on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Phrase, the Christian station.
Smiling and shaking, I'll be dancing and breaking out.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Phrase, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're about to jump into the last segment on our DDD review. I do want to ask Tugboat Todd just a quick question. I don't know if you watched any of the basketball or any of the hockey on the finals?
Yes.
Okay, which one? Which of the two?
I've been watching actually both of them.
Wow, you're with me on that one. So, A, what'd you think of the basketball? And B, what'd you think of the hockey?
Basketball, I think it's kind of, you know, what we thought it's all going to be. It looks like Golden State's just going to run away with it. And, you know, I'm surprised, actually, with the NHL. Now it looks like the Predators are just giving it to the Penguins. I don't know if the Penguins are going to pull out on this one.
Yeah. Now, what I find more interesting is if you will look – now, this is just – now, I happen to really enjoy basketball when it's good. They become a little too political, which is why I like hockey, because if anybody's political, somebody picks up a stick and throws it at people. I like that. But the idea that they have had more overtimes, more one-goal games, more wins in that segment than has happened in, like, years past for multiple sports, I just – one thing you for sure, if you watch a hockey game, you're going to see these teams in a series go at it. It looks like – Nashville could pull it out, but I will say this about Pittsburgh. They are a – I mean, I'm a Detroit fan, but they are a fantastic team. This is not a lightweight team, but I love watching Nashville's speed. I mean, yeah. they're just like zippity, zippity, zippity. Like, wow, they're so fast.
That one guy, PK, on the Predators,
yeah,
he's a tough guy. And do you see when they got in the fight the other day?
I didn't see the fight part, nope.
You know, usually, like, when it comes to the playoff times, you normally don't see fights, let alone the Stanley Cup. So I was kind of surprised to see that. But, hey, I guess when it comes down to it.
They're going after it. I will say one thing about the basketball. I still think that Cleveland's going to make it a series. But I have rarely in my life seen – Steph Curry, I mean, that guy shoots a ball from 90 trillion miles away and starts walking the other direction while it goes swoosh. It's amazing to me. I rather enjoy that. Okay. I just wanted to ask you about that. They're both better than I thought they were going to be in the sense that I didn't think they would be even worth watching. So, well, in that, I'm happy. And then I'm immediately depressed thereafter because 2 weeks after that, there's nothing but baseball and lawn bowling. I'm having a hard time with that. Just tell the truth. I'm just being honest. I still watch old Michigan games, Michigan football team games, even though I already know the score. And I sit there and I go, 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 because I'm sick. All right. So we've been talking about being down but not out. We've been talking about walking in weakness, but not seeing that weakness is the end there all, other than that's the opportunity where the Lord steps in and operates in us, to us, and through us, maybe more effectively than we think we're doing when we're leading the charge, so to speak. And then the last segment, we talked about the reality that these things are endurable because the Lord is inseparable from us. And I want to make sure you understand that from that Romans 8, 37, 38, 39 portion, that there is nothing in the present nor the future, that can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Nada. That's pretty powerful. And I think it's important for us to understand that there is a victory in this walking with Jesus process, which is why this was actually called always a WNJC. And we get that from a couple of different passages. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But thanks be to God, the one always leading us in triumph in Christ and through us in every place making manifest the fragrance of the knowledge of him. That does not say every time you go to a sporting event, your team will win because there are more believers on your team. It doesn't say any of that. This is talking about you prevailing through during the between now and the destination while you're going on the journey. This talks about the Lord being with us, using our lives, even when we're weak, even when we're down, but we're not out, that victory comes to us through Jesus Christ in this Christian walk. It comes to us victory over condemnation, over judgment, over sin, over demonic power, over failing to operate in kingdom principles where the Lord comes back and teaches us again and again and again. In regards to salvation and eternal life, 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God who always gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Two big key words in both these passages are always, because both of them say always, and victory. I mean, there is a win in Jesus. Does that mean that, you know, we have, you know, a politician, you know, you're going to get so sick of winning? Let me tell you something. I will never get sick of winning in the kingdom of God, ever. I wish I would win every time. I don't, but I wish I would win every time. And the more that I do through the Lord, the more victories I do reach. In fact, the less I do through me, the more victorious I seem to be. There is a winning that does take place in the Lord, but it has to do with kingdom winning. And while we can go through very hard and difficult trials, in our case, because the Lord is our King, the other side of that trial is full of joy and glory and grace. And that's something that not my stupidity, not the world, not my flesh, nor Satan can ever take away. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.